It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Traditionally, seed companies have developed products for farmer customers, optimizing for what they want, yield, and agronomic resilience. But what if a seed company were to optimize for food business customers instead? That's the approach Benson Hill is taking, and CEO Matt Crisp says it opens the door for better ingredients and more value for everyone involved.
We began, you know, a few years ago innovating the business model to really find a way to reach past the farm gate and serve and link ultimately consumer interests and our customers' interests with farmer interests. And there are ways to do that by focusing on quality traits and things like nutrition density, moving product in an identity preserved fashion, and then capturing the real value of those genomics, genetics innovations, the seed innovation, which is at might be at the ingredient level, it might be at the fresh food level. And to boot, those markets are exponentially larger than the seed market or the ag inputs market.
Crisp has a background in both investing in and operating companies, so he knows a challenge like this is a lot to take on.
Executing a delivery model is not trivial. In ag and food, especially in this value chain, it's not easy.
Benson Hill is partnering with both farmers and food companies to deliver their proprietary genetics of soybeans and yellow peas. This has been your Farm of the Future Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.